From an undisclosed location somewhere in North America, this is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Hummel Park, in Omaha, Nebraska, is a 202-acre plot of land gifted to the city of Omaha in 1930. The park offers hiking trails, picnic areas, playgrounds, horseshoe pits, a disc golf course, as well as a summer day camp and a nature center along the Missouri River. However, urban legends abound. Paranormal investigators flock to this quiet, wooded park. But, is it really haunted? According to locals, the branches at the entrance of the park bow under the weight of the spirits of those who had been lynched there. They also talk about a family of cannibalistic albinos that live in the woods. They talk about satanic rituals that were performed at the site, as well as the morphing stairs, or what some call the stairs to hell, which people claim can never be counted because no one has ever counted the same number of steps descending as ascending. One of the oldest legends surrounding Hummel Park tells the story of the German settler Jacob Klatnoff and his wife Lorinda. Apparently, they had a cabin in the hills where the park is now located, but it is said that Lorinda decided to kill her husband and flee with a lover. They buried Jacob in the woods. Some people claim to have seen the ghost of Jacob and say that he wails and cries, "Where is Lorinda? And don't leave me." While the story of Jacob and Lorinda is unable to be disproved, many of the urban legends surrounding the park have been debunked. There are no records or evidence to suggest that any lynchings ever occurred on the property. There has never been a clan of albinos living in the woods, and aside from the usual pentagram graffiti, there is also no record or evidence of any type of spiritual rituals being performed there. As for the morphing stairs, or the stairs to hell, there are exactly 188 steps. Always have been, always will be. People sometimes get confused because they've become misshapen over time. However, due to its secluded location and convenience to Omaha's urban center, Hummel Park is not without its dark marks. The bodies of numerous missing persons, including at least one child who was kidnapped, have subsequently been found in the park. A serial rapist once preferred the park as his hunting grounds, and the locale has seen at least one murder, a prostitute who was killed by several other sex workers for the $26 she had in her pocket. Over the years, the park has drawn hundreds of visitors who come seeking evidence of the paranormal. Paranormal investigators claim to hear voices, capture EVPs, photographs of orbs and strange mists, and at least one investigator claims to have been chased down a path by a tall, thin, shadowy figure. Is Hummel Park really haunted? Or are those coming into the park experiencing the psychological phenomenon known as expectant attention, seeing and hearing things because they're expecting to? I'll let you decide. Thank you for listening. This has been your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Special thanks go out to Logan Vimosi, who suggested the topic for today's episode. If you have a story idea or a hot topic, would love to hear from you. Send us an email at reportminuteman@gmail.com.